Dusk has well and truly kicked in here in Graz, Austria. We're standing outside of Forumstadt and people are drinking beer, conversing, sharing ideas. You never know who you're going to bump into. A very recognisable sticker that's been floating around, and one of them already adorns my laptop, is CryptoCat. And I just so happen to be stood by somebody, with somebody very much involved. What's your name?
Nadim.
And what do you do?
I work on CryptoCat. I started the CryptoCat project 2 years ago.
Explain CryptoCat for somebody who's never heard of it before.
CryptoCat is an easy-to-use app for your web browser and also for your desktop and soon for your mobile phones. It just lets you have private chats, group chats, one-on-one chats, and send files in a way that's encrypted, and so that way your privacy is not compromised, even from the CryptoCat network itself. We can't see what you're doing through CryptoCat, and it's developed as open source, transparently researched software, so that way the code is, you know, the programming and the research is openly verifiable by other experts.
It's interesting because the term private messaging is hardly ever used here because people are very aware of what is private and what is just effectively a direct message. And you seem very comfortable to use the term private message.
Well, absolutely. I simply think that we need to make private messaging more accessible. You know, not everyone knows how to use encryption, but we need to make encryption technology more accessible. And certainly, there's a lot of research to be done here. Making encryption accessible is, you know, not a magic switch, and there's definitely a lot of kinks to be worked out in how to make encryption easy to use while also maintaining its security. And this is the ultimate goal of the project, which is still ongoing.
And it's not just about, you know, you may be working in a place where your government is oppressive and you need to protect yourself from governments. It's that if governments have the technology to read messaging, everybody can potentially, if they have the money, organize crime and otherwise.
Well, absolutely. I mean, private chat isn't simply, I mean, CryptoCat was not built specifically for activists and people who want to overthrow governments. That's, I think, not really what I have in mind. I simply want to make private chat accessible for everyone, and that includes largely regular people who want a, you know, value of privacy. For example, personally, I like to use CryptoCat to talk to my partner. You know, and that's not because I'm organizing a revolution with them, but simply because I enjoy using the internet in a way that I know is private. And so I feel CryptoCat would be a nice tool, nice way to be able to offer the opportunity to anyone who knows how to use basic services like Facebook chat, for example, to also have a tool available like CryptoCat that lets them chat with the same ease of use, but also giving them a value of privacy.
What do you say to the people who would say this is a dangerous tool? What if terrorists get hold of it?
Well, there's certainly a perspective to be had here, and I think while I think it's slightly alarmist, I definitely agree that terrorists should be kept at bay, but we're not going to keep terrorists at bay by stopping new technology. I mean, this is the equivalent of saying that let's keep terrorists at bay by stopping them from getting cars, because they're going to turn them into car bombs, and therefore we're going to stop the entire populace from getting cars. But, you know, my mom used to driving to school in a car, you know, that's... technology is going to happen, and you're not going to stop car bombs by stopping the sale of cars, and you're not going to stop private communication online by stopping CryptoCat or terrorists from using that. And so I think a more interesting way to look at it would be to consider that a lot of social problems like terrorism and, you know, crime in general and violence are due to social problems and mental problems, and perhaps through improving the opportunities that society offers for people to integrate and to improve and to participate in a civil society, perhaps that would be a better way to address these issues.
So somebody listening to this is thinking, I would like to try CryptoCat right now. How many steps? What do they have to do?
It's actually super, super easy. All you have to do is go to crypto.cat, our website, and then you can click a button and you can start using it right away.
Crypto.cat?
Yes, .cat.
Where's .cat from?
It's the Catalonian domain name. I actually had to translate the entire website also into Catalonian to fit their rules for and laws for Catalonian websites and include links to Catalonian culture inside CryptoCat. But it's worth it because we get a cool domain name.
So you mentioned earlier on in an offline conversation around threat level. Did you say threat level?
Threat model and threat level, yes. It's basically what I was trying to say was that when you use a tool like CryptoCat, I think you really need to be aware what kind of protections CryptoCat offers and what it doesn't offer. For example, if you have encryption software that has been developed for decades, like, for example, PGP at your disposal, it might be harder to use than CryptoCat. But if you are an activist or a journalist in an extremely risky situation, situation, like, for example, someone covering a war between two despotic regimes, or someone challenging a dictatorship, I would suggest that you use technology that's more proven, that's had the chance to be more researched, like PGP, for example. But if you're someone who's stuck with only whether your only option is whether you use Skype or Facebook chat, which are both options that aren't particularly for the privacy-oriented, then CryptoCat really offers a very essential alternative. And this is a tool that I think would be useful to a lot of people.
Thanks very much for sharing, and thanks very much for my laptop sticker.
No problem.